We've heard about how challenging teaching school during the pandemic has been, but teaching theater, when most of the kids are learning remotely, has been particularly difficult. We have a story now about how two high schools have responded to the obstacles they face. It begins and ends with productions of the musical A Chorus Line. Jeff London reports.
A year ago, Jadalyn Pledger was ecstatic. A student at the Akron School for the Arts in Ohio, she was cast in their Big Spring musical.
I was Judy Turner. She was my first sort of supporting role, I guess. It was my sophomore year, so I was like, oh yeah, like I'm with the big dogs, you know? I get to be in the line. And then March 13th, Friday the 13th, is when we got the news the school was closing.
A Chorus Line, a show about dancers at a Broadway audition, was just a few weeks from its first performance. But teacher Mark Zimmerman decided to gather the cast on stage that day to make a video of the show's big ballad, What I Did for Love, just in case they didn't return.
Kiss today goodbye. And point me toward tomorrow.
The cue for the song is, you know, what would you do if you had to stop dancing? And the answer is, I regret nothing. Because I did it for the love of the dance, and that's all I need. And I'm getting a lot emotional now.
Jadalyn Pledger says in the weeks after school closed, she and her castmates kept rehearsing over FaceTime to stay sharp. They still expected the show to go on.
Then we figured out that school was not opening for the rest of the year. And that was when the shock came. Because when you work towards something that's so pivotal and so formative, I just still feel that heaviness on my heart from that experience.
A Chorus Line was canceled, and Pledger herself came down with COVID. Since then, she and her classmates have been learning remotely. Drama teacher Mark Zimmerman says when he works in the classroom,
you kind of control the ebb and flow of learning and instruction. And online, you don't have any control over any of that because you have no idea what the environment is that the kids are in. They, for the most part, do not turn on their cameras. They, for the most part, will not turn on their microphones unless they have something to say.
And Jadalyn Pledger says she's feeling a loss, not just of performing live, but of the community that comes with it.
So I struggled with the passion that I had for it fizzing out, and I can say confidently that a lot of my classmates did as well.
Since then, the Akron School for the Arts has managed to put some shows online. Still, it isn't the same, says senior Peter Coolidge.
Just from like an acting standpoint, it's hard to make an emotional connection with someone else's character when they're just like a little box and not a person in front of you.
Theater kids all over the country are facing these challenges, like the students at Great Neck South High School in Long Island, which has been operating on a hybrid model with some students in the classroom, but most learning remotely.
Up the steep and very narrow stairway to the voice like a metronome.
Despite all the obstacles, they've been working on A Chorus Line this year. Drama teacher Tommy Marr conceived it as an online production because he thought it could translate.
It's a lot of talking directly to the audience, and I thought that that would work well on a Zoom platform. I liked the idea that all of these characters wanted to do was perform, but there are all these barriers in the way of doing what it is that they want to do. In this case, making it through the audition. In our case, COVID.
Junior Rosanna Gao says it's been challenging to rehearse music and dance routines over Zoom, not to mention making videos at home.
Doing lighting, camera work, making sure that your costume is good, your makeup is good, and where you're standing is good as well. So it's like a whole process. But I think I definitely learned a lot, but it was very difficult.
Yes, everything was beautiful at the ballet.
Her castmate, Ellie Weitzman, agrees.
This isn't what I wanted my senior year to look like. But I feel a great deal of pride in the fact that I was able to extract even something from this process.
Drama teacher Tommy Marr says despite all the changes the pandemic has brought to his students, he's proud of how they've adapted.
My line is always that you never should underestimate the resilience of teenagers.
Once everything's edited, Great Neck South's production of A Chorus Line will be available online sometime this spring. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.